For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is calling for state higher education officials to eliminate some college degree programs if they don't graduate students who can go into high-demand jobs. In a speech earlier this week, he specifically called out students majoring in interpretive dance, a program that isn't technically offered in Kentucky. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says, despite this rhetoric, many still believe there's room for fine arts and liberal arts majors in Kentucky's state universities.
Taylor Garner and Hunter Davis are waiting to go to class in University of Kentucky's Fine Arts building. They're both dance majors, though Garner is double majoring with communications.
Even if I couldn't find a job in dance, like, I would still, like, open up a business, like, with, like, it, even if it's not just, like, with a dance studio, it could be, like, dance costumes or, like, dance, like, shoes or something like that, so.
And I feel like we put in, you know, 4 years of work just like all the other majors, so it's kind of the same deal.
Not according to Governor Matt Bevin. Earlier this week, he called on a room full of state university officials to get rid of academic programs that he said don't need to be there.
Find entire parts of your campus, this will be sacrilege to some, that don't need to be there. Either physically as programs, degrees that you're offering, buildings that literally might exist that shouldn't be there.
This has been a frequent theme for Bevin, who's skewered liberal arts and fine arts majors throughout his term. Before his first State of the Commonwealth address last year, he called for subsidizing engineering majors over those who study French literature.
All the people in the world that want to study French literature can do so. They're just not going to be subsidized by the taxpayer like engineers will be.
At Kentucky's public and private colleges and universities, about 67,000 people have gotten degrees in English literature, liberal arts, and fine arts over the last 10 years. That number has been steadily increasing, along with academic programs Bevin considers more practical, like those related to science, technology, math, engineering, and health. Nearly 188,000 people earned degrees in those fields in Kentucky over the past decade. Nationwide, so-called STEM jobs are growing, but proponents of liberal arts education say there's a reason to study subjects like dance or French literature, too.
People tend to think of the arts as the zone where there is no success, that we are not part of the economy, but in fact the opposite is true.
Moira Scott Payne is the president of the Kentucky College of Art and Design at Spalding University in Louisville. She says there are jobs in the arts, and art contributes to the greater economy, too. According to the National Endowment for the arts contribute about $700 billion to the economy every year. That number grew more than 30% from 1998 to 2013. And in Kentucky, about 60,000 people have jobs in the creative industry, representing about $2 billion in earnings. Scott Payne says ultimately, many people with arts degrees might not pursue careers in the creative field. Even so, they bring critical thinking and communication skills to the workforce.
We teach our students how to sort of fail and then succeed. Our students leave with a sense, in a way that enables them to be entrepreneurial in their lives.
For UK dance major Hunter Davis, it also comes down to passion.
Don't really go in just focusing on money. Like, you're not going to be happy if you're just going and focusing on money.
University of Louisville and University of Kentucky issued statements defending their liberal arts and fine arts majors after Bevin's call for scrapping certain degree programs. U of L President Greg Postal said the school, quote, remains committed to those programs and would have to study them extensively before making any cuts. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfurt.